you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Friday, May 13th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Orange County has declared a local emergency because of the coastal fire in the Laguna Niguel area. Officials say 20 homes have been destroyed and 11 others have been damaged. The fire has burned an estimated 200 acres. At last check, it was 15% contained. A couple of firefighters have been hurt, but they've been checked out at the hospital and released. Hundreds of homes remain under evacuation orders. An evacuation warning has been lifted, though, for the Balboa Nias, Portofina neighborhood in Laguna Beach. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. SoCal Edison has notified state regulators that circuit activity was reported in the area around the time the fire began Wednesday afternoon. KPCC and LA Report host Nick Roman lives nearby. He, in fact, has lived in the area for 40 years and remembers the devastating fire that swept through nearby Laguna Canyon in 1993.
That was enormous. It started on the north part of the canyon and burned all the way down to the beach and took out hundreds and hundreds of homes. This is not the same kind of fire. This one actually started at the bottom of Lisa Wood Canyon and started to burn north, pushed by winds in the afternoon. And also it happens at a different time of year. The Laguna fire happened in October, which is, you know, one of the hottest months of the year. This one happens in May, but everything is so dry. And because that particular canyon hasn't burned in a long time, there is an awful lot to burn.
In other OC news, plans for a seawater desalination plant in Huntington Beach may be dead after more than two decades of debate. The Coastal Commission unanimously rejected the proposed project yesterday after hearing hours of arguments from supporters and opponents. KPCC climate emergency reporter Aaron Stone has more.
More than 200 people showed up to the make or break it vote. Last month, the commission's own staff recommended rejecting the project. Proponents said the project is necessary amid the climate crisis. Here's Kathy Green, vice president of the Orange County Water District Board.
The Huntington Beach Desal Project would provide high-quality, locally controlled, drought-proof water supply.
Oscar Rodriguez of community group Oakview Comunidad said water recycling and stormwater capture would be better for low-income ratepayers.
So how can we justify building a facility that we already know produces the most expensive form of water and will only benefit private equity firms and its investors?
Environmentalists, commission staff, and tribal nations also worried about the harm the plant could do to marine life. Covering the climate emergency, I'm Aaron Stone.
Soaring inflation is pushing up California's minimum wage. The governor's office says that it's going to go up to $15.50 an hour on January 1st. That's the highest for any state. California law triggers an increase in the minimum wage when inflation exceeds 7%. It's projected to hit 7.6% for the current fiscal year, which ends June 30th. There's discouraging news for fans of high-end movie going. KPCC's John Horn tells you about the demise of the latest local venue.
The owners of the Landmark on Pico Boulevard in West LA say the complex will shut down at the end of the month. For 15 years, the Landmark screens adjacent to the Westside Pavilion have been home to a wide range of highbrow art house releases and have hosted countless Q&As with some of Hollywood's top filmmakers and actors. It was one of the first local theaters to serve alcohol and gourmet food. Kevin Holloway, the president of the Landmark chain, said the company was unable to negotiate a new lease. Many of you will remember that ArcLight and Pacific shuttered its theaters last April, another casualty of the pandemic, including Hollywood Cinerama Dome, which remains closed. The Lemley Playhouse in Pasadena also may close soon, as it was forced to sell its property and might be evicted. I'm John Horn.
A Diamond Bar man has pleaded not guilty to federal charges that he tried to intimidate a group of peaceful demonstrators at a Stop Asian Hate rally last year. Prosecutors say he yelled racial epithets at them while stopped at an intersection in Diamond Bar and then allegedly ran a red light and made an illegal U-turn in order to use his car to try to block several demonstrators from crossing the street legally. 56-year-old Stephen Lee Dominguez could face up to 20 years in prison if convicted as charged. Los Angeles City Hall is one of the many places around the country where people will be gathering tomorrow to protest the potential overturn of Roe v. Wade. Their theme is Bans Off Our Bodies. Women's March Foundation President Emiliana Guerica says that some events were planned before the leak of the draft opinion indicating that U.S. Supreme Court justices may be poised to overturn the 1973 landmark ruling, but that added momentum to the movement.
So we mobilized to make sure that on May 14th, it was a nationwide event. And so at this point, we have over 200 events across the country on the same day, when originally we had maybe four events prior to the leak.
The downtown L.A. rally tomorrow is among several planned for Southern California. Others include Pasadena, Long Beach, Riverside, and Santa Ana. In the 1970s, Cal State campuses opened women's centers. These centers offer resources, advocacy, and space for students to speak freely about what matters to them most. And yet they keep coming up against partial or complete closures. KPCC's Julia Barajas explains.
Cal State Fullerton recently closed its women's center, saying all services would be absorbed by other departments. There are now 10 women's centers across Cal State campuses. Many others have been closed or consolidated with other services. Megan Togley Adams, who directs the Women's Center at Cal State Dominguez Hills, has had to share space while awaiting construction. She insists that having a centralized space is vital.
It can be uncomfortable for students to come and say, hey, I just found out that I'm pregnant and I don't know what to do. Can I talk to someone when 10 feet away someone's doing a mock interview?
Without a physical space, student engagement has dropped, she added. The university says it plans to reopen the center this fall. Covering higher education, I'm Julia Barajas.
Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.